As I say, I just want to pick up on the theme of walking worthy with the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 5, which we did not read this morning, but if you read through Ephesians chapter 5, if you read the ESV version of it, on three different occasions, it speaks about walking worthy with the Lord. It speaks about walking in the light, it speaks about walking in wisdom, and it speaks about walking in love. And this past week has been a lovely week for a walk. There's another picture of new beginnings. Let me just share this with you. On the Sunday morning, I was up quite early and decided to go for a walk, a very pleasant place for a walk. But there are dangers. And I literally, and this is a whole other story, which I'm not going to recite this morning, but I literally walked into a danger. And that danger was in the form of an ant infestation. And I went out, and to cut a long story short, the whole toilet block had been infested by white ants. And the African gentleman greeted me by saying, "Do not go there. The white ant is there. Very dangerous." So, now I'm making it sound very dramatic. They weren't going to devour us or anything, literally, although they certainly would bite you. So my point is this. In life, you can enjoy a walk, but there are dangers. And my point is that in the Christian life, and here is a picture of the two boys and Ruth. They took us to see the bees, and I thought that picture there illustrated that you do literally need to watch where you walk. And the spiritual point is this, that in the Christian life, if you are a believer, you need to watch where you walk. The Bible teaches us that we are to walk in the light. We live in an unbelieving world, but we're to walk in the light. We live in a world surrounded by the temptations of the flesh, but we are to walk in the light. We live in a world where there are many attacks, subtle and not so subtle, from the devil, but we are to walk in the light. I've already mentioned that when you go for a walk, and certainly that morning when I went for a walk, you can literally walk into problems. And in life, and all of us will know this, in the walk of life, and in the walk of the Christian life, which begins at the cross, as we come to Jesus, as we repent and we believe the gospel, and that walk continues until the day when the Lord calls us home. And then the walk will continue, but in a very different way. There will be no dangers then. And sometimes in the Christian life, you literally do walk into problems. You walk into disappointments. You walk into sickness. You walk into sadness. You walk into loss. You walk into all sorts of things. And it can be very, very difficult. But we are to keep pressing on by the grace of God. There are two pictures of the boys in their workshop, and I show you this. I used this at the devotions in the workshop, which is a very interesting workshop, and for all the men here and maybe others who are interested in that very practical thing, you would be very, very interested to see that workshop. And the boys have their toolkit there, full of lots of different things. And the message, and it's a very simple message that I want to leave you with this morning. In the Christian walk with the dangers that are around, it may not be ants, but it is the world, the flesh, and the devil, the disappointments, the problems, the struggles of life. How do you and I maintain a walk with the Lord? How do we not stumble and fall and collapse and give up? What is the toolkit? And that is the message that I brought for the devotions and on the Sunday morning at New Beginnings. And that was essentially the message. And I leave that picture with you this morning. That is the message that I leave with you this morning to take out with you. If you're a Christian, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ genuinely and sincerely, you're far from perfect. None of us are perfect. We stumble and we fall, but by the grace of God, we seek to press on. Here is the toolbox. The Word of God, prayer, and the Holy Spirit. And without the Word of God in your life, and without you taking prayer seriously in your life, and without the Holy Spirit filling you every day, you will stumble and you will fall and you will maybe struggle to recover, because we need the toolkit that God provides. And I've already mentioned this morning, that somebody once said, a Presbyterian pastor, a man called Jack Miller, he used to say that the Christian life could be experienced in a couple of things. First of all, come to realize that you're far worse than you actually even willing to admit you are. But the good news is that the grace of God is far greater than you realize it is. And when you rest in that grace for salvation and for life and for growth, it sets you free and enables you to live for the Lord. So this morning, that's what I leave you with. Walk worthy. How do we do it? Not in our own strength, not by trying to pull ourselves up by our own spiritual bootlaces, but by the grace of God, looking to His Word, taking His Word seriously, taking the place of personal prayer and corporate prayer seriously, and asking the Lord to fill you every single day with His Holy Spirit. A little verse, and I finish with this, that we talked about at New Beginnings a lot, and the boys talked about it a lot. Isaiah 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." Walk in it. Do you see the way this morning? Are you willing to walk in the way? Not in a legalistic manner. Not because you have to, but because you want to. And the grace of God has put a love for the Lord in your heart. Thank you for, as it were, bearing with us this morning. And thank you particularly to...